నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto entitled Creation, chapter number 13, Dhritarashtra quits home, text 44. Please repeat after me. Yan manyase dhruvam lokam adhruvam va na chobhayam सर्वथा न हि शोच्यास्ते स्नेहाद् अन्यत्र मोहजात् यन्मन्यसे ध्रुवं लोकम् अध्रुवं वा न चोभयम् सर्वथा न हि शोच्यास्ते स्नेहात् अन्यत्र मोहजात् यन्मन्यसे ध्रुवं लोकम् अध्रुवं वा न चोभयम् सर्वथा न हि शोच्यास्ते स्नेहात् अन्यत्र मोहजात् यन्मन्यसे ध्रुवं लोकम् अध्रुवं वा न चोभयम् सर्वथा न हि शोच्यास्ते स्नेहात् अन्यत्र मोहजात्. యన్మన్యసే ధ్రువం లోకం అధ్రువం వాన చోభయం సర్వథా నహి శోచ్యాస్తే స్నేహాద్ అన్యత్ర మోహజాత్. యన్మన్యసే ధ్రువం లోకం అధ్రువం వాన చోభయం सर्वथा न हि शोच्यास्ते स्नेहात् अन्यत्र मोहजात्. यन्मन्यसे ध्रुवं लोकम् अध्रुवं वा न चोभयम् सर्वथा न हि शोच्यास्ते స్నేహాదన్యత్ర మోహజాత్. మాతాజీ, యన్మన్యసే ధ్రువం లోకం అధ్రువం వాన చోభయం సర్వతా నహి శోచ్యస్తే స్నేహాదన్యత్ర మోహజాత్. Yet, even though manyase, you think dhruvam, absolute truth, lokam, persons, adhruvam, non-reality, va, either, na, or not, cha, also, ubhayam, or bothwise, sarvatha, in all circumstances, na, never, he, certainly, shochaha, subject for lamentation, they, snehat, due to affection, anyatra, or otherwise, mohajat, due to bewilderment, Translation and Purport by Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. O King, in all circumstances, whether you consider the soul to be an eternal principle, or the material body to be perishable, or everything to exist in the impersonal absolute truth, or everything to be an inexplicable combination of matter and spirit, feelings of separation are due only to illusory affection and nothing more. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The actual fact is that every living being is an individual part and parcel of the Supreme Being, and his constitutional position is subordinate, cooperative service, either in his conditional material existence or in his liberated position of full knowledge and eternity. The living entity is eternally under the control of the Supreme Lord. But those who are not conversant with factual knowledge put forward many speculative propositions about the real position of the living entity. It is admitted, however, by all schools of philosophy that the living being is eternal, and that the covering body of the five material elements is perishable and temporary. The eternal living entity transmigrates from one material body to another by the law of karma, and material bodies are perishable by their fundamental structures. Therefore, there is nothing to be lamented in the case of the souls being transferred into another body, or the material bodies perishing at a certain stage. There are others also who believe in the merging of the spirit soul in the Supreme Spirit when it is uncovered by the material encagement. And there are others also who do not believe in the existence of spirit or soul, but believe in tangible matter. In our daily experience, we find so many transformations of matter from one form to another, but we do not lament such changing features. In either of the above cases, the force of divine energy is uncheckable. No one has any hand in it, and thus there is no cause of grief. Yan manyase dhruvam lokam adhruvam vana chobhayam sarvathanahi shochyaste snehat anyatra mohajat. O King, in all circumstances, whether you consider the soul to be an eternal principle, or the material body to be perishable, or everything to exist in the impersonal absolute truth, or everything to be an inexplicable combination of matter and spirit, feelings of separation are due only to illusory affection and nothing more. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandigam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here the scene is that Dhritarashtra, Gandhari and Vidura, they have left the home and they have not told anything to the family members. Without telling anything, they have just disappeared. They have come to a very advanced stage in their life. They are very old and they are living in the palace when Yudhishthira Maharaj is the king. And as we know, the Mahabharata war is over. 100 sons of Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, they have been killed by Pandavas, especially Bhima. When Yudhishthira Maharaj is the king of Hastinapur, he is actually the king of the entire world, he has feeling of being like a real king, should be like a father. And his subjects are treated by him just like dependent children. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, being a devotee of Krishna, he wants to take care of everything and everyone who is living in his kingdom. And these Pandavas, they also have a little bit of feeling of compassion for Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. Even though Dhritarashtra has planned so many different ways to kill Pandavas or somehow take away the kingdom from them, but still, you know, these Pandavas never had any animosity. Because by nature, devotees are Siridam Sarvadehina, Titikshava Karunika. By nature, devotees are very tolerant, very compassionate, and they are friendly, disposed to all living entities. So Yudhishthira Maharaj feels that I am supposed to take care of the old, my uncle and aunt. And especially Pandavas lost their father so early. So they have seen Dhritarashtra as, you know, the father figure. So that's why when the Dhritarashtra, his uncle and aunt Gandhari, they have left, he is completely grief-stricken, thinking that they were dependent on me because now they are old, and just like a son should take care of his old parents, they are dependent. So by nature, you know, even by in the form of duty, he is thinking it's my duty to take care of them, and they have left me without telling anything. Even my Vidura, the uncle who always stood by me, he is also not anywhere to be found. So he is having that so much of grief. And then Narad Muni is appearing on the scene and he starts to give the knowledge. So it's not that only Pandavas need knowledge. Only Pandavas are being exposed to different difficult situations. We always are also, you know, exposed to different difficult situations in our life. And that time, we should take shelter of the divine knowledge that comes from Srila Prabhupada. Pandavas have heard Bhagavad Gita. Like when Arjuna was in trouble, he surrenders to Krishna and Krishna gives the spiritual encouragement to Arjuna in the form of Bhagavad Gita. And now when Yudhishthira Maharaj is grief stricken that time, by Krishna's mercy, Krishna sends his pure devotee Narada to pacify Yudhishthira Maharaj. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions very beautifully, the actual fact is that every living being is an individual part and parcel of Supreme Being. Just because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is our duty to serve Krishna. Like in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking to Haridas Thakur and also mentioning to Nityanand Prabhu that please go door to door and give the mercy of Krishna, the spiritual knowledge about Krishna to every living entity, because everyone is related to Krishna. Just like every child is supposed to serve his parents, especially his father, the same way all the living entities have to, by nature, being the spiritual offspring of Krishna, just like Krishna says that Pitaham Yasya Jagato, or Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita that every living entity is my part and parcel. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioning that Jagater Pita Krishna Jena Bhaje Bapa Pitru Drohi Patkira Janma Janma Tapa. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that by nature all the living entities are supposed to be serving Krishna, because whoever is not serving the father, especially in the old age, then that person becomes Pitru Drohi. You know, he is not fulfilling his duty because of that pataka, the sin, that he is committing of not taking care. Janma janma tapa. All the living entities are struggling, suffering, being put into the cycle of birth and death. One birth after the another. And this suffering is happening because they have forgotten their eternal, real father, that is Krishna. So even Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in his own writing, he mentions that Tumi mora chira sathi bhuliya mayar lati khayyachi janma janmantare. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that Krishna, you are my eternal companion. You are my eternal best friend. But somehow, unfortunately, because I have forgotten you, that's why I am being kicked. I have to tolerate the kicking of Maya, birth after birth. So that is the reason why everyone is suffering, why a person is being forced to take different births in the material reality. So that is the first thing we have to remember, that it is not Krishna's desire that living entities should suffer. Krishna gives the freedom to each one of us to exercise our free will. And by nature, if we do not serve Krishna, then that lack of duty causes suffering to all the living entities. So also Srila Prabhupada, in one of his purports, he beautifully mentions how all the living entities are exclusively dependent on Krishna. Because the gross material body has also been given to us. Nobody has manufactured. Nobody created a design that I want this type of arm. I want this skin color. Like nobody was given, Photoshop that you can create your own body. So nobody has chosen any type of body. Actually, it is mentioned in the womb of the mother, when the living entity is injected, that time the living entity is not even aware what type of womb it is. For a few months, the living entity is not having any idea what type of womb I am into. Is it a dog's womb or I am into a cat's womb? What type of body is going to come? Because the body is being developed around the living entity. And Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that as the body is developing, the living entity is constantly praying to Krishna. And that means each one of us has gone through that phase when we have prayed to Krishna that, Krishna, please give me one chance, even though I have messed up in all my previous lives, I have not served you, because of which I am constantly being put into different wombs of different mothers. But please, this time I will serve you. This time I give you promise that this birth I am going to exclusively take shelter of you. Please give me the spiritual knowledge, give me the proper understanding, give me proper spiritual master, a proper path by which I can come back to you. And then the living entity comes out of the womb of the mother, and then everyone, comes with different toys. Everyone is laughing and smiling at the baby. Actually, at the time of birth, everyone is happy except the person who is coming out of the womb. He is in such pain. And as soon as the person comes out, he forgets what type of prayers, what type of suffering I was into when I was in the womb of the mother. And when someone comes out, then he starts to see the different material sense objects, and he starts to develop relationship with different personalities in the material world. You know, is my mother, my father, my brothers, my sister, my uncles, and then the living entity forgets everything. And because of that forgetfulness, the person forgets the promise that he has given to Krishna, that I will serve you. So Srila Prabhupada mentions how each and every living entity is exclusively dependent on Krishna, in the form that the body that we have got, in the form that Krishna is giving us so many facilities, different ideas, different ways by which we can come. He is actually waiting for all of us that we can take up the Krishna consciousness, that we can serve Him in the proper way and purify ourselves, go back to the Godhead. So Krishna is giving all these facilities. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that Krishna makes every living entity mutually dependent on each other, but exclusively dependent on Himself. Now, how to understand this? Every living entity is, you know, mutually dependent on the other living entities. For example, a person, when he comes in the world, he has a mother, father, and all the different relatives. And then he goes to school, he finds friends. And this is how everyone thinks that I have this person loves me, that person loves me. This is how a person is entangled into the material reality. So Srila Prabhupada mentions, because we have forgotten our eternal father, our eternal mother, then we have to accept a material father, a material mother. So Krishna makes the living entities mutually dependent in this way. So Krishna thinks that, okay, you don't want to deal with me, you don't want to serve me, then at least serve your parents. At least do your duties. This is Varnashram. These are your desires. So take this ashram, follow these rules, and then you will come up to me finally. So this is how Krishna gives different facilities to the living entity. A living entity may think that I don't want to deal with Krishna at all. I don't want to deal with anything, but I have some intelligent cravings. You know, I want to feed my intelligence. So Krishna gives such intellectuals, Krishna gives different topics like mathematics. You know, somebody, okay, you don't want to learn about spirituality, but you have intellectual craving, so you learn about this topic, that topic. That's how scientists are also being taken care of by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in the material world, because a living entity spends time with different personalities, there becomes an attachment. Because by nature, the living entity develops attachment. By nature, we are loving, love seekers. And because of which, any person who takes care of us, or anybody who has behaved nice with us, we develop bonds with them. And when that relationship is taken away, then we suffer. That's the feelings of separation. In the material world, the suffering has to be there. In the material world, even a student who wants to get good education, he has to leave his home. He can't expect that, you know, I'm going to stay home and I'm going to get a degree in the best college of the world. He has to go out, you know, he has to make some sacrifices. So to achieve something, one has to leave the comfort zone. Like in the Vedic Varnashram system, when a child becomes, you know, like 5-6 years old, when he is initiated by the spiritual master, the child would go in the ashram of the spiritual master and live there for many years. You know, that such a tender child, he has to leave behind his mother, his father, his relatives, his entire village, and he would go. So such sacrifices were imposed upon the living entity just to establish this same principle that if this forced detachment, if it is not exercised, then the living entity may get entangled in the familial affection, and because of which one may not go to the higher spiritual realization. So that's why in the Varnashram system, the brahmachari, he is studying under the guidance of the spiritual master. For many, many years he is living away from the family. And after that he may accept a wife, he may enter Grihastha ashram, but after again spending 25 years or so in Grihastha ashram, the person is supposed to again forcefully detach oneself from the familial affection so that he can, you know, go back to the spiritual realization, who I am, that and where I am coming from, to fulfill the promise that he has given to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the womb of the mother. So that's the basic idea why there has to be separation, even in the material world we see. But in the spiritual world, actually, the feelings of separation are considered the highest. In the material world, sometimes, you know, if someone loses a loved one, that person may be in grief, and by different spiritual knowledge, we can come to know that such separation or such grief is not really appreciated in the material world, because such relationships are material, which are anyways going to be taken away from us one day. So such lamentation is not appreciated. But the lamentation in the spiritual world, the separation of gopis or the separation of Vrajavasis for Krishna, that is considered the highest in the spiritual world. The spiritual separation from Krishna or the spiritual separation from a pure devotee of Krishna is actually considered one of the highest realizations in the spiritual world. When someone has to stay away from a Vaishnava, living in the, you know, feeling those separation, feeling, having those feelings of intense separation is actually a sign of advancement. Srila Prabhupada mentions there is Vapu Seva for Guru and there is Vani Seva. A student, a disciple of the spiritual master may engage in direct relationship, may engage in direct service of the physical form of the spiritual master, that is called serving the Vapu, the body. And there will be some spiritual disciples who have to stay away from the Guru due to their own, you know, obligations. But still, hearing the knowledge from him by serving his Vani, the disciple can make more progress if someone serves the Vani. In the spiritual separation, we see that Krishna gives spiritual separation to everyone, all the living entities, especially in the spiritual world. Like Mother Yashoda, Krishna, when Krishna was born and when he was brought to Gokul, Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda is the one devotee who never ever has to go through the feelings of separation from Krishna. In the beginning years of Krishna, when he is a little child, Mother Yashoda is always there taking care of him. Mother Yashoda is thinking that Krishna is so much dependent on me that if I forget to feed him, he may die. So this is the level of intense attachment that Mother Yashoda has. But as Krishna starts to grow up, Krishna starts to go out and he starts to find different friends and he starts to engage in different plays with his gopa friends. And then Krishna is going out and then Mother Yashoda is also, she also is put into going through that type of separation. Because separation in the spiritual realm, it actually is like churning of buttermilk. When someone churns the buttermilk, the more you churn, the more butter comes out. The same way, when a living entity, when a devotee goes through the separation from Krishna, then the more he has those feelings of separation, the more butter of pure love of Krishna comes out. So that's why we see Krishna gives intense separation to his advanced devotees. And the highest of all the devotees are the gopis. And gopis have been given such intense separation, as we know, that Krishna spent so many years in Vrindavan, and then ultimately one day Akrura came. And Akrura, as soon as he came, the news spread all over Vrindavan that Akrura is going to take away our Krishna from us. And as soon as gopis heard that Krishna is going to go away, and we don't know whether he is going to come back, that time they all gathered together. They came together one day before Krishna had to actually leave Vrindavan. And such a painful chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam, gopis are cursing the will of providence. They are saying, you are so cruel. You are such a cruel. The will of providence is so cruel. If ultimately one has to go through the separation, then why do you foolishly bring the living entities together so that ultimately one day the living entities have to be separated and to go through such painful experience? So gopis are actually cursing. They were doing different chores in their household, and all these years gopis' love for Krishna was hidden. They did not exhibit their love for Krishna openly, because the gopis that are in the Parikhiya Madhurya Rasa, they are already married and they are having their own duties to their husband, to their in-laws. So they never really showed their love for Krishna. But on that occasion, when Krishna was supposed to go, they openly came out. They dropped everything, whatever the services they were doing, they dropped it. And they came together and they cried for the separation that they are going to be put into. And they openly, you know, Vismrutya Lajja Susmaran. So it's a beautiful chapter that they openly started to show their grief to the world, which never happened in the past. So Krishna gives the feelings of separation to his highest class of devotees. Even the time when Krishna was supposed to end his incarnation, his stay in this material world, when Krishna decided that now he is going to wind up his pastimes and now he will go back to his eternal, his kingdom in the spiritual world, he will return. That time he took aside Uddhava and he told Uddhava that I have decided that I am going to finish the pastimes in the material world. So that was such a painful thing to hear for Uddhava. And naturally Uddhava's first reaction was, I'm also coming with you. Wherever you are going, I want to be with you. But Krishna gave a duty, a responsibility to Uddhava, saying that I want you to stay back. And I want you to go to Badrikashram. That was actually a painful experience. How can I stay back when my Lord and Master Krishna is leaving this world? But Krishna said, you go to Badrikashram because that is the one place that I have not been to. So I want you to go and give the association to the sages in Badrikashram. And give them this knowledge that I am giving you. So Krishna imparted knowledge to Uddhava, that is known as Uddhava Gita. So Krishna gives such separation to only the highest class of devotees. Srila Prabhupada, when he came to the Western world, Srila Prabhupada was staying very nicely. He was staying in Radha Govind temple. It's such a beautiful temple. Damodar temple, right? Radha Damodar, he was staying. And he had such everything, nice facilities, and the best place in the world to perform devotional service is Vrindavan. But Srila Prabhupada decided that instead of enjoying life, you know, beautiful Vrindavan, I'm going to step out and I'm going to preach the glories of Krishna, going through the separation from Vrindavan. That is Srila Prabhupada's mood, that for the higher cause, I'm going to step out from the comfort zone. Srila Prabhupada taught all of us that for higher cause, everyone has to perform some sacrifice, perform some, in a way, one has to take up that challenge, even though for that one may has to go through the feelings of separation. So Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world. When Srila Prabhupada started his preaching, and in the beginning days, when he had a few students who were taking interest, and many, many young, you know, students, they were actually on, you know, some of them were initiated, and many people were taking interest, asking questions to Prabhupada, and there were about 100 devotees in International Society for Krishna Consciousness, only 100 people that time. And that time, one night, Srila Prabhupada, his body was shaking. He had, you know, a heart attack. He had a stroke. And Srila Prabhupada, his body was shaking, and the students, Srila Prabhupada's disciples at that time, they rushed him to the hospital. And then the doctor said that this is a critical moment. I want all of you to know this, that coming a few days are going to be very difficult for your guru. We don't know whether he will survive. So that time, Srila Prabhupada, he was taking rest in the hospital. All the devotees were praying to Srila Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, we are not ready yet. Please stay with us a few more years, because we are so new. We are not ready to take the challenge. We are not ready to, you know, start to fulfill the responsibilities for your mission. Please stay with us more. And that time, you know, somehow it was, Srila Prabhupada was thinking that maybe if it is the time for him to leave, then he wanted to leave his body in Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada told the students at that time that if I have to leave the world, I will rather go to Vrindavan. And that time students were saying that you cannot go. If you go to India, then we are very new. Then this mission will not proceed. The Srila Prabhupada gave a beautiful instruction to all the disciples that time. He said, in the spiritual realm, there is no separation. When I will go to India, I will chant from India, and all of you, you chant here. So when we chant Krishna's names, when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with intensity, with complete dedication, without any ulterior motives, then there is no separation on the spiritual platform. You will find me with you, and I will find all of you with me. When you will chant on this part of the world, and I would be chanting on the other part of the world. So Srila Prabhupada told all of us that the separation on the spiritual platform, that is actually a churning of heart to bring out the love for Krishna, to intensify love for Krishna. And when someone devotionally serves Krishna with complete dedication, then such service actually unites the devotee with Krishna. That becomes the union, because Krishna is staying in the heart of every living entity. So union is there. when some person intensely takes shelter of Krishna, of Krishna's pure representative, of the spiritual master, of Srila Prabhupada, then that time we are actually with Srila Prabhupada. That time we are actually with Krishna. It's like having one-to-one direct service to Krishna. So that is the way to serve Krishna. So I'll stop here. Anybody has any question, comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.